everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Another Bourbon Show. Tonight we're drinking another bottle that's provided by Ryan. This is the last of a bunch of bottles that you sent us. And this is a cousin to something we drank a few weeks ago. Tonight we're going to be drinking Hudson Bright Lights, whereas a couple weeks ago we drank the Hudson Short Stack. So, yeah, you showed us the bottle. Tell us a little bit about the bottle, Ryan.
Yeah, so I won't dig in the whole story like last time, but it's a New York whiskey. So I think they're famous for what, the baby bourbon. That was what kind of got their name on the map. But they have four or five different whiskeys now that are a little lower tier in price. And this is one of their two bourbons. So it's the Bright Lights Big Bourbon. A whiskey that's never one to shy away from the spotlight is their tagline for this. It's 46% alcohol, which I believe the Short Stack was as well. This is a 750 milliliter bottle. It's literally the same exact bottle, except it's not orange down here, right? It's yellow. But yeah, distilled and matured by the Tootheltown Spirits in Gardner, New York. So
how much does a bottle like that run?
Give or take? 35, 40 bucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Steven, what do you think about that label?
Well, I mean, I forget exactly what I gave the last one, but just cut and paste that here because it, like Ryan said, the only difference is the color. And then of course the name or whatever, which is kind of corny, but, it does still have the, I remember what I said last time is that it has that same, you know, Subway line, look or, you know, playbill type thing. So
New York Times, like a newsprint.
New York Times newsprint. It's they more than most can get away with this kind of sparse design because it is all of those things that you think of when you think of New York, that Madison Avenue light, you know, print. So I don't think that it's a bad label overall, but it is very sparse. And I think that if the bottle shape was less unique, I think this one would still get lost on the shelf because you're not necessarily thinking New York when you just see this label. You kind of, I know that it says New York on it, but if you're just glancing across the labels and whatnot, I just don't know that it does a lot to stand out to you. So thematic, but not, doesn't do itself too many favors, I would say.
Now, what would you think if they were to make a bottle out of the Empire State Building? How would that look?
Is this a hypothetical? Because the way you're saying it, I feel like they've done
it's hypothetical. No, it's okay. Hypothetical.
I mean, if they did I could see it as like a limited release, but that'd be a little leaning into it too much. I think it needs to be more of a subtle reference or they could do like, if they did the Statue of Liberty or something like that, I feel like it'd be a little too much. And it's like, you're at that point, you're kind of like taking on ownership instead of pride of New York. It's just like, we're going to appoint ourselves kind of our New York, you know?
Yeah. So would you say maybe a six?
Probably. Yeah. With again, a huge asterisk that I wouldn't give it an actual different rating than what I gave the last one. So if that happens to not be a six,
then go with, you know, whatever that
white that out and put the actual score. But yeah, six sounds about right. I think it's okay. I can't really give it a bad score because it is fitting, and I think they gave the right amount of New York touch to it, but I just don't know that it's wise for them to, it's not that important to me that it's from New York, but whatever. Yeah. That's, who cares about the branding shit? I'm just talking about what they ended up doing.
Okay. What were you saying, Ryan?
By the way, 95% corn, 5% malted barley.
Okay. Well, should we jump in?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm ready. Very strong nose.
Yeah.
Like strong alcohol, a lot of ethanol.
That's interesting. I was going to say there's a weak nose.
I just think the alcohol portion. I get a lot of alcohol on the nose.
That's almost like, all I get.
That's what I'm saying. And a little bit of unbaked bread.
But it's not,
I don't know. It's which not, is weird because there's no wheat, but
it was just interesting how you said that, because I would say that I pretty much only smell alcohol, but that's even light, and then some unbaked bread, like you said. But other than that, it's like I really had to take a big whiff to get anything.
When I put my nose, it was like a shock of alcohol in my nose.
Yeah. All that corn. It smells very young.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
That's anybody picking up anything other than alcohol and unbaked bread?
A little raisin.
Now you're just making shit up.
Marzipan.
Getting a mint, but it's like freshly picked mint, not like that store bought shit. Freshly picked mint.
Yeah, it's got. I get a little peanut on the nose.
Meryl, cheers.
Yeah, cheers. I'm gonna sip it. Cheers, y'all.
Well, it tastes like what it smells like.
It does.
Almost to a T.
Long finish, like not long finish, long hug. I get a really strong hug that, like, it lasts.
You see the legs on your glass? Pretty cool looking.
But I took that first sip, and I just let it, and I haven't taken a second one since. And now I'm getting a really nice finish. But it's like, it's weird because there's, for me, there was nothing except for this long hug. And then suddenly all of these flavors started like coming out from the finish.
It's time to clean her ass. It's like clockwork. I don't know.
It's a little chocolate on the back end.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about, Dan. I'm getting there too.
And it's like a really sweet finish that I really enjoy.
The finish on this tastes more maple-y than the one that's finished in the maple barrel.
Agreed. 100%.
Do you think they mislabeled the bottles? Seriously.
I mean, maybe, but... Yeah, and that's weird, too, because I agree with you, Steven, that this has more of a maple finish than the other one did. The other one that was supposed to be maple finished had more of like I remember it having a mint flavor to it. This, I get no mint, but I get maple.
Even on like the immediate sip, I just took another sip now after a couple of big ones, and I feel like I'm... Maybe it's just the flavors kind of rolling through, but I feel like there's more maple on the front end now too. Or I'm just thinking about it. It's placebo. I don't know.
It does have crazy long legs.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, it's crazy. Salted caramel is one of the tasting notes from them.
I could see that.
Rich vanilla and lightly salted caramel. And it shines brighter than the rest.
So I'll say that, like, so this is just now my second sip. I haven't been sipping much. I took that first one and just kind of like let it linger, see what happened with it. Especially once I noticed that finish kicked in so late. On my second sip, I'll say that it has a very clean taste to it. It feels very clean. Very neat and tidy, if you would, but not a lot of flavor, not a lot. Everything's really subtle with it on the palate. I didn't get as much of a hug on this second sip, but I also didn't get nearly as much of an alcohol shock from it. And I didn't get nearly as much of a finish from it yet. We'll see.
What is that like? That taste you get when you can tell a whiskey's young. Every young whiskey tastes it like it's just not aged long enough to really distinguish itself.
So some of the primary things people typically pick up on a young whiskey is, number one, a lack of depth. So not a whole lot of any flavors you get are like there and they're gone in a flash, kind of like this. The other two primary things that are clearly identified as being a young whiskey are going to be unbaked bread. I should have said three things: unbaked bread, green apple specifically, and honey notes, honey yeah. flavors.
I think it's that unbaked bread for sure that almost every young whiskey seems to have. And I know a lot of them have the other, but it seems like, and I'm like, oh, yep, that's young. Look at the bottle. Like, yep, that was right.
Yeah. There's probably others too, but those are the ones that come to mind very, very specifically for me.
Yeah. I hear a weird feedback noise. Do you, Steven? Or am I crazy?
I do hear that. It's not. There you go. It's off.
It just went away.
Did you mute
yourself? It's a dryer. I did. Or a washer or a dryer. One or the other.
Okay.
Sorry. Deal with it. We need clean clothes.
Shit, I need to do laundry.
Well, what do you say we go ahead and rate it?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Ryan, let's hear from you first.
All right, I'll go first. I'm going to go with a 6.9, just a little bit over the last one. Its age really, it really shows its age. You could tell it's young. I know it says in the bottle, you know, age minimum of 3 years. It probably came out of the barrel 3 years on the dot. But it's got some good notes. It's a little more complex than I thought it would be. Drinking the last one, the short stack, you're hoping for those, you know, the mapley finish and all that. And I think Steven said you get that from this one more than the other one. When it's 95% corn and 5% malted barley, you wouldn't really think that. But there was a little hint of decadence on the back end in those first couple of sips. And I really liked that. And I wish it held that the entire time. But yeah, the more you drank it, the more flat it sort of tasted. And you didn't get those notes that you did right in the beginning of drinking it. But I still liked it. It's something I could sip on all night. And I don't think I'd get too drunk. So yeah, 6.9.
All right. You want to go next or you want me to, Steven?
I'll go next real quick because I don't have a ton to say about it. I really feel like it's in a similar ballpark for me in terms of overall enjoyment that the other one was. But I think there's a few more redeeming qualities that sets it apart to where I'm going to give it. The other one I gave a 4 point something. This one I'm going to give a 5 point something. I'm going to go with a 5.3. I think to me it's going to be in a similar range to like a Jim Beam White Label or like honestly a lot of like the Jim Beam line. It's like something I would reach for occasionally on a particular occasion. But because there's so many other good bottles out there, I just don't see myself ever getting to that. This is one of the few things I said like last time or the past couple times, I don't really mind if something's young, especially because the things that happen around it, if it has interesting characteristics outside of that, sometimes the flavor can even help it being young, I think. But with this one, it bothers me more that it's young. So it's stuck in the fives for me, but that's still better than the fours. So 5.3, I like that it tastes a little more like maple.
So I'm going to go with just a flat 6.0. Much for the same reason that Steven gave it a 5.3, and that's that. So I ended up picking up a little bit of cinnamon on it. But there's just nothing unique about it. There's nothing distinct about it. There's nothing that 50 other bottles can't give me and potentially do better at it. So there's just there's nothing about it that says, pick me a second time. So because of that, it's just going to be a 6.0. It is enjoyable. It is pleasurable. There are some good flavors to it, but there's nothing about it that would make me grab that bottle off of my shelf and be like, I'm in the mood for this. Whereas with the short stack, I gave it a pretty pretty damn solid score, like a 7.8, I think we said. Yep. And part of that 7.8 is that it's so unique, right? Like, even if you don't love it the first time, it's interesting, it's unique, it's memorable. And if you want that flavor, you're not going to find it in very many other bottles. Whereas this one, I can find in literally 50 other bottles without even trying. So because of that, it's a 6.0 for me. And I'm giving it a 6.0 because it does taste fine. I just can't give it higher than that because there's no reason to give it a higher score than that. So 6.0 for me. Another bourbon show.